Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for all of your good gifts to us. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And Lord, we pray now as we listen to your word, as we listen to what you have to say to us, that you would speak to our hearts and to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. It's lovely to have the children in with us, so not going up the pulpit this morning. I think there's probably quite a few out in South Transept. Any in the South Transept? Did you realise there will be over 100 people out in there? So that's often where a lot of our families go. So welcome those out in the South Transept. We're thinking about Harvest Sunday. So first thing I want to do is to think about, what does Harvest Sunday mean? And one of the reasons that we celebrate harvest is to be able to celebrate God's good creation. Remember that God is our creator. So we celebrate the wonder and the glory of his creation. Can we have the screens, please? The wonder and the glory of God's creation. You see, all that God made is good. Just yesterday, we went out for a walk. Next slide, please. So we went out for a walk, a bunch of us, up in Canning Fort. Really lovely going out there, walking around, enjoying God's creation together. A little bit later, for our offertory hymn, we're going to be singing the well-known hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, All Creatures Great and Small. You can all join in this. You know it so well. All things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. So today we come with great thanksgiving as well for all that God has given us. And we come to give thanks for the provision of the food that he's given us and all that we have for that we need for life. It's what we heard about in our reading in Joel. God's abundance in the earth, and even when there is sparsity, that God will give what we need. And here in Singapore, we don't live in sparsity, at least not many people do. We actually live in plenty, don't we? We have so many things to choose from. We can turn the water tap on, and we get fresh water to drink. We walk into our superstores, and we have more than we can even imagine to eat. But of course, that's not true all around the world and even all around this region. So today we remember and we pray for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, and we'll be doing that a little bit later. We're going to be taking up a special offertory today. Remember that we've taken an offertory up for our 289 Fellowship of the Manger, which is one of our mission groups that goes to help the needy in Batam. So in your notice sheets, in your bulletins, there'll be an envelope. You can use that today. You can take it away, put some money or a check in it, bring it back another time. But we do that so that today we can also help those who are also less fortunate. So some quick pictures that will come up on the screen. The 289 group, Fellowship of the Manger. They do children's ministry, and the next slide will also enable a lot of work to be done in that area. Okay, thank you. And then we've got all these lovely fruits that the children brought forward. Thank you for bringing the fruits forward. And these fruits are going to Help the Aged, which is a home that we have for more elderly members. And so they'll be enjoying these fruits, I'm sure. And I'm sure they'll be very grateful for those. And when we're thinking about fruits, that's what I want us to mainly think about this morning. So I brought some fruits with me because I think fruits can help us think about what our character is like. God is very interested in our character. And so fruits can help us think about our character. So first of all, I want to say, I have not got any, what's that favorite fruit of yours? No, that's my favorite fruit. Durian. I've not got any durian here. Because you have one opinion of durian, I have a very different opinion of durian. So no durian in my bag, okay? I want to ask the question, what sort of fruit are we like, and are we tasty Christians? So are you like a pineapple? Now, a pineapple is really sweet and tasty on the inside, isn't it? But it's on the outside all prickly and hard and not easy to get to the tasty on the inside. I went to the shop to try and buy a prickly pear. Do you know what a prickly pear is? We have a saying in England to be as prickly as a prickly pear. So a prickly pear, can I see it up on the screen? I couldn't find one in the shops, but they are prickly pears. And a prickly pear has got tiny hair-shaped prickles in it. And if you rub it the wrong way, they all stick in your hand, and they are very, very painful. And I know this first-hand experience. Even though the packet said, do not rub, what did I do? Rubbed it and found out. Sometimes we are like pineapples or prickly pears. We can be thorny and prickly, so to speak. We can be hard to get close to. We can go prickly and grumpy. Do you understand what I mean? I think you do. Sometimes some of us can be very dangerous if you rub us up the wrong way. Very prickly. Maybe you're like a pineapple. Or maybe you are like a lemon. No, I've got to do a lemon in a... No, I'll do lemon now then. Wrong order, but never mind. On the outside, the lemon is bright and cheery, isn't it? But what is it like on the inside? Sour. It's sour and bitter, isn't it? Sometimes we can be a bit like a lemon. We can hold on to unforgiveness and become bitter and resentful. Sometimes when we do that, we can become sour and react angrily, can't we? Even the people that we love, we can react angrily to and get sour and bitter with them. Maybe you are like a coconut. I don't know if it's a fruit or not, but makes a good example. Maybe you're like a coconut with a very hard exterior. Hard to break through a coconut and to crack into a coconut. Sometimes we can have hard heads and hard hearts, and we can be difficult to break through and get to know. Sometimes we put up like a protection armor around us. Sometimes we're not very good at listening and it's hard to get through to us. Sometimes we can be like a coconut. What else have I got in here? What's that? It's a dragon fruit. Some of my feedback after the 8 a.m. was, you should have got a chili. But I like this dragon fruit because what do dragons do? This is called a dragon fruit because it's like a dragon skin. But what do dragons do? Breathe fire, don't they? Dragons breathe fire. Sometimes we can like breathe fire with the words that we say can be hurtful. Sometimes when we scold and when we use harsh words, it can hurt and burn and scold others, can't it? A chili can be hot and fiery, but I want you to imagine a dragon speaking out wrong things and it being hurtful. They understanding what I'm talking about here. A dragon fruit. Are you like a dragon fruit? And finally, banana. I love bananas, actually. But bananas are never quite straight, are they? Always got a curve in them. Have you noticed that? Never quite straight. Sometimes we're not always straight with how we talk or how we behave. Sometimes we tell half-truths, don't we? Not quite straight and as it is. Sometimes we can tell untruths. Sometimes in the way that we live, we're not in the way, the straight way that we should go. the way of the Lord, which should be the straight way. Sin is when we go off the straight way, you see. So sometimes we can be like bananas. So what kind of fruit are you like? Are you like a prickly pineapple or prickly pear? Are you like a hard nut coconut? Are you like a sour lemon or a fiery dragon fruit? Or an unstraight, I don't know if it's a word, an unstraight banana? Or are you tasty, sweet fruit, which is what God wants us to be? You see, our characters are to reflect the character of Jesus. We're to produce what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. And I think you know these. We'll put it up on the screen. Just a reminder for us. Let's say the fruit of the Spirit together, shall we? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You see, these are the attitudes, these are the characteristics that God wants us to have in our lives and to produce in our lives. But the thing is, isn't it true that so often we fail? So often we're like one of these fruits, or in fact, very often we're like all of these fruits. We get hard and we get sour and we get angry and we say the wrong words, don't we? We fail. We do not act in the right way. We react as we shouldn't. Sometimes, even when we want to do the right thing, we find that we've done the wrong thing, don't we? Sometimes that happens. But when we get it wrong, God has given us a way to put things right. And so as I do my last point here, this is called confession and repentance. How we say sorry, and then we turn back and put things right and turn back to God again. And you see, confession and repentance is vitally important in our Christian lives because it helps us to be tasty, fruitful Christians. It's how we keep ourselves clean. It's how we grow in the fruit of the Spirit. Now, there are some churches, some Christians, that teach that you do not have to keep confessing your sins. That once you become a Christian, once you have confessed your sin and turned to Christ, that you do not need to keep on confessing your sin and repenting. They say just live as Jesus, in what Jesus has already done for you. Perhaps you have heard that teaching around in Singapore. Now, it is true that when we become a Christian, all our sins are forgiven. Past, present, future. That is true. It is true that because of Jesus' victory on the cross, we are set free and are new people. It is true that because of all of this, we can live with a confident assurance of our salvation, of our forgiveness. We do not have to keep groveling to God, so to speak. But it's also true that despite all that Jesus has done for us, we fail to live it out. Is that not true? Is that not real in your life? I think it is. We end up producing very often what the Bible calls the fruit of the flesh rather than the fruit of the Spirit. So we become, as I've been talking about fruit, we become sour sometimes and angry sometimes and bitter sometimes and untruthful sometimes and grumpy sometimes and unpleasant sometimes. Sometimes our actions do not line up with the truth of what Jesus has done in our lives. And that's the very reason why we need confession and repentance. It's why we have confession and repentance in our Anglican church services. We did so this morning. But we need to understand that correctly as well. Because we should not think that we can only be forgiven and only confess our sin when we come to church, or when we say a special prayer, or even when we think that the priest praying a prayer brings us forgiveness. No, we have confession at a Sunday service at the beginning of the week, not so we wait until the next Sunday and have confession again, but we have confession on the first day of the week to remind us that every other day of the week, we also need to be able to confess when things go wrong in our lives. You see, confession is actually an attitude of our heart. It's an openness and an honesty before God of our weakness. So when we say a wrong word, when we react wrongly, when we're grumpy or hurtful, we should, as soon as we possibly can, say sorry. And then turn around and not do it again. And then God gives us a new start to be better, that we might produce good fruit in our lives. So it doesn't always mean saying a special religious prayer. It's just about wanting to be like Jesus, to recognize when we're wrong and to ask for a new start. And this is what enables us to stay fresh before God. It's what enables us to be attractive in our Christian witness, to be tasty, fruitful Christians. People might say, I want to be like that. So as we draw to a close, what kind of fruit are we like? Are we producing tasty, fresh fruit of the Spirit in our lives? Or are there things in our lives, there attitudes and behaviors and characteristics that we need to ask the Lord to cleanse us from, to change us from? So I want you just to think quietly now of one thing, just one thing that you need to be better at in your Christian life or in your attitude or in your behavior. Okay? You might even think of one of these fruits because you might be like that. I'm thinking of something in my head now, of something that I need to bring to God. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to think in your heads what you want to God to come and help you change. Okay, and let's now bow our heads as I pray for us. Lord Jesus, I am so sorry for when I so often fail you by the things that I do, the words that I use, the attitudes that I have. I'm sorry for that thing that I'm thinking of in my mind right now. And I ask, dear Lord, that you would please help me in my weakness, and that you would give me your power and your strength to produce good fruit in my life, and that I might be a good witness to you, to my family, and to my friends. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.